Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 439.
What's happening, guys? How are we?
Good. It is good. Very good. Very, very good.
Mate, I've had a lot of sleep this week. I'll tell you what. I was getting a bit sick.
What time did you go to bed?
I mean, Monday night, 7:30. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Last night, a reasonable hour, 9:30. And I'm just feeling like I would be so shit if I didn't have that sleep. So big baby's rested.
So are you having dinner earlier then? Because my issue is going to bed then, my tum-tum's still full.
I mean, I don't get full every night that I eat. Okay. Is that what you get? No. You get full?
I mean, if you go to Nando's.
Did you go to Nando's?
Last night, yes, I did.
Okay, no, he's
which
full.
The guy that we filmed, the chef.
He was there?
Yeah.
Did you give him the eyes like you
well,
knew each other?
Yeah, or? I did. And I was like, I think he's giving me the eyes. But that was just customer service because I just said, oh, so the video went out. He goes, oh. I'm like, yeah, I filmed it. I was the one in the easy rig. He's like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd already placed the order, so it wasn't like he could give me extra chippies or anything.
Out of context, when I used to be a personal trainer, seeing clients out, they look completely different. They're in their, you know, going out attire, not their active wear. And just, you'd just be like looking at them for a moment. Who are you?
Well, I even, I've got a meeting, like a Skype call today, and I had a moment of like, I haven't had any really important meetings, but this is one of those cases where the client doesn't know about the show. They don't know about us.
You're saying you're going to drop the hoodie? Is that what you're saying, mate?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about wearing a button up shirt.
Did you bring it into the office?
No, I didn't. No,
I mean, you could have a shirt office. Yeah. It's office shirt.
Office shirt. The problem is that I've had a slight blowout, and my fear is that
the shirt you won't be able to fit
into. I'll have to have the buttons undone.
Ah,
which is fine. Like it's a look.
So I was at 7-Eleven the other day. Mm-hmm. It's not some paid promotion.
Sounds
like I was actually fleecing them, getting my free coffee for the month. I mean, I've got many across the month, but the free coffee over this month. And there's the one that I go to has the magazine stand sort of like where you wait. So it was a big queue. It was early morning, four people in front of me and I'm waiting there. And sometimes I just like look at the magazine covers. I don't pick them up. It's just like such trash. It's fucking ridiculous.
Trash.
Trash. It's such trash.
And do they actually do they do pornos anymore?
Mate, can I just show you a little photo?
Okay.
Jesus. I thought no one read porn magazines, let alone read them while waiting to get a 7-Eleven $1 coffee. Look at this bloke. Absolute shameless, just flicking through a porn. It's like a people magazine. There's boobies.
I didn't realise that they – I thought they had to be sealed.
No, dude, he took it from behind the bit where it says like, you know, it's like – not all of them are sealed. Some of them you can just grab and open, but it's behind this bit that makes it out like this behind here. It's blacked out.
What is it?
It's a nudie mag.
It almost looks quite medical, the style of porn. Don't you think? It's like, mate, is the female body image. Like it's.
I don't look at porn. That's this bloke by proxy got me looking at porn again.
Is this the whole reason you did this was to virtue?
No. I had some banter with a woman behind me because I was like, is this guy for real? And I kind of just looked behind me and I locked eyes with this woman. I was like, oh. And she's like, you know, we're just doing these faces. I'm just like, I said to her, I'm more of the cooking magazine guy. She's like, I'm surprised people even buy these things. And so this guy overheard us, but he just didn't give a shit. He absolutely didn't give a shit that he was just blatantly looking at a porn mag while waiting for a $1 coffee.
I sort of respect it.
You respect the fact that he doesn't give two shits.
Yeah, I respect the fact that, I mean, it's either New Idea or what did you say this was called? People?
It's a People magazine.
People mag.
Like, People magazine has been around. Like,
isn't People mag? I thought People magazine was some form of high.
It's not high end. People magazine in Australia is a sort of low end porn, like light porn.
Didn't Walter Mitty work at People magazine?
Maybe.
You know, in that film, Walter Mitty?
Anyway, I bought one of these when I was a young kid. Mm. Like, this is what we were trying to get our hands on.
I'm shocked that they're not sealed.
Some of them are.
Uh-huh. I mean, this is, I guess, not hardcore enough.
No.
Okay.
But, mate, so if you're wondering to anyone buy porn mags or actually grab them? So my, they do. My brother once spotted And it's one of those moments where it's a story in our family now, because he spotted a Melbourne Demons football player. Mm-hmm. So the club that my family has gone for our entire lives. He spotted one of the main players buying one of these porn mags from a service station one afternoon.
This is nearly as good as the family story of the weatherman nearly buying your house.
Mate, that was a good story. Don't make
What's his
me
name
get into
again?
That. Mike Larkin.
Mike Larkin nearly bought.
No. It was never that he nearly bought it. It's that he denied that he had walked through our house when it was open for inspection, and Mum bumped into him and said, "Oh, I saw you. We're selling the house." He said, "Oh, really? Yeah. You went through." "Oh, no." He denied it. It was this weird denying of having gone through. Maybe it's like you don't want to be a sticky beak.
I could understand denying the porn more than, like, I mean, I think it's a bit silly.
Mate, deny the porn.
Yeah.
Flat out. Deny the porn. Admit that you're going to open for inspection. That's okay. Yeah. Less frowned upon.
Pick your battles. I mean, you're taking a sip out of, right now, a SodaStream bottle.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes decisions are made without me, mm-hmm. financial ones.
Good decisions.
How much was it?
Hey, good question. $60? $70?
Fact. $60? You know, the biggest problem is that no one knew the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the bottles that the gas cylinders actually cost more than the actual product. Mm.
The Nangs that you've been stealing. Yeah. There's a lot of balloons around the office. What's going on, guys?
Can you actually blow up a balloon with them? I don't think you can.
Yeah, $70.
He doesn't get it, does he? Baby doesn't get
Nangs
it.
Nangs are some form of get you high. Is that the idea?
Well, it's the gas inside of it, yeah. The young folk get into. Mm-hmm. It's a real industry. There's like delivery services for them. It's fucking disgusting.
Or maybe it's for soda streams. Because I...
yeah.
But I've been... Like I was asking 97, how many times can we actually use one of these Nangs before it runs out? Mm. Because...
How long? How long does a bulb last? Did you work it out?
Well, I mean, obviously it depends on our usage, but we've got three of them. That'll probably last us maybe a month.
Oh, do you know what? I don't think these are the same. These are actually SodaStream big canisters, right?
Yeah.
I don't think the kids aren't sucking those.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about the ones for whipped cream and things. Mm-hmm. The same little bulbs. I didn't see how you put it together. Yeah. Anyway, I'm actually happy you bought it.
Yeah, so you're happy
much
we bought
cheaper
that.
Than I thought.
What about,
cheaper.
So the other thing that I bought... So we were going and getting the last finishing touches of the office, got a new towel for people to wipe their hands. Why were you so upset about our previous towel, 97?
It didn't have the right, like, bath. It felt weird and it smelled a bit funny as well.
Well, you just
it wasn't 10,000 count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we have at home. And Mum washes it daily. Yeah.
It wasn't organic cotton.
Yeah. And so we had to get a new hand towel because
he
thought that our...
And tea towels.
And tea towels. We got tea towels as well.
Uh-huh. To be fair, guys, when we first moved in here, we did what we could. Mm. I brought, the only reason we ever had anything was because I brought it from home. And you know,
even if 97 thought that were...
Yeah. But he's a privileged little 19-year-old that still lives at mm-hmm. home, you know?
Yeah.
Just loving the luxury comforts of home.
Anyway.
And
so
not
we
paying his power bill.
And so we got some snacks as well.
We're moving
office.
Up, guys. We're fucking moving up.
So big things are happening. No, but we got snacks. 97 was pushing the healthy snacks, which I agree with. The issue is it's hard to buy healthy snacks. A lot of packaging and healthy snacks.
Yeah, well, it's hard to buy healthy snacks when you're in the chocolate aisle and the lolly aisle. Yeah. You know, it's not where they live.
Yeah. And so I did have a moment where I was like, we got these really nice jars. We got two jars. Mm. And I feel like any good business has like 97 put together a list 2 days ago on the board of everything he hated about the office.
Did you instruct him to? Or
yeah,
just
I told him to do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Imagine if he just...
just out of that way.
It's pretty passive aggressive otherwise, isn't
totally
it?
Totally.
But I was just like, you know, what were some of the... I'm trying to think of what other things that you hated about the office.
The smell.
Yeah. Which the smell, I mean, it's you're making it like it's really bad. He also doesn't like that white cushion, which you'll notice is gone.
Like I said, we start here. I bring the couch. What'd I do for you, kid?
And so he put together a big list and then I circled and said, okay, these are things that we can sort out. Yeah, yeah. And one of the filters was I wanted us to have a well-stocked kitchen. Mm. And so I got a bunch of biscuits, I got a jar and I got lollies. And the rule was going to be guest only.
Yeah. Well, it was. I mean, there's always the adapting phase of any new rule.
Mm.
Well, I mean, the problem with fucking having that stuff, and like in Vado, I got into the cookie jar. I don't even work at that joint. I was there helping you on a shoot. Yeah. And next minute I'm eating Royals, a few Tim Tams. Yeah,
it's a great place to work.
Fizzy water
they were number what? They congratulations, Vado, number 7 great place to work in Australia.
I mean,
just announced yesterday.
Cool.
Number 7?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Great.
And so anyway, biscuits is one of those things.
They got good stock biscuits.
But it's we've had to actually move them out of the kitchen just because it is so – I didn't realise how little self-control. Literally, like the whole day – like I realised I didn't have lunch. I didn't have any proper food.
What did you eat?
Biscuits and lollies. And then Bodie, your son, came over.
Yeah.
And I straight away had this idea of – wouldn't it be great to start getting him
fat?
No, not fat, but like appreciate, like creating nostalgia, creating moments. So when he looks back, like when I was a kid, when I would go to my dad's work, I would get a stack of his business cards and I loved collecting business cards and I would count them. And I was like, how about every time Bodie comes to the office, we give him a biscuit? Do you like that idea as a parent?
Oh,
or no,
not at all. I mean, they're sugary. They're the stuff that he doesn't get. I get why someone who isn't a father, isn't a parent, loves the idea because instant connection, rapport. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coming up to Joshy, Bicky, Bicky. Like it's nice to have someone wanting you.
Yeah. I mean, 97 was getting into it because he even was like, now don't tell dad. Yeah. We'll give you a second one.
So I, one of my dad's best friends, Colin. Mm-hmm. Colin Kay, he used to come over a lot. He'd always come over and visit and he'd take it. And his thing was bringing us a white Freddo frog. And I've got photos of me with a white Freddo. I don't even know. I can't remember saying I want a white Freddo frog.
Mm-hmm.
The white Freddo frog is just the thing that he brought.
Yeah.
But he also matched it up. The routine was magic. So I was convinced this guy could do magic. So he'd come up, he'd go, all right, I've got a coin. You can see in my hand here. Uh-huh. And then he'd just do that thing where he goes really fast and then his hands are, you know, he's made two fists. Mm. And then he'd say, which one's it in? You know, tap one, nothing, tap that one, nothing. And then he'd be like, all right, now you got to find it because it's vanished to somewhere around the house.
And where was it?
Mate, I actually don't know if I've even got this info off my dad. And we've got dad on for Father's Day episode, which we should grill him about this because I was convinced he could do magic. And I'd be walking around looking under things and say, oh, getting warmer, getting warmer. He must have got my dad to plant a coin, the same coin. He must have called ahead and gone and get, I don't know if he could have then, mobile phones and shit. Maybe in the car.
Anyway, he's gone over to a payphone.
Could have. It was elaborate. But I used to also get, once I found it, I'm pretty sure that was when I got the frog.
Mm.
But there's something there. It's a nice memory. So I think I'm happy for the Bicky. I'm not. I'm not just going to say.
Can we incorporate magic? I'm happy to be a magician,
mate. You can. It's up to you. I don't want to tell you what to do.
So maybe. What could I? Would it? I feel like it would get old very quickly if I start calling you every time, directing you to hide 6 coins in different parts of your house. Huh?
Well, it's more when we come to the office, so you could preempt it. You could do it before he gets here.
Okay, great.
But you don't have to.
I love that idea.
You don't have to do the coin thing.
Well, he already knows the biscuit. The problem is, the biscuit thing got too easy too quick for him because he knows exactly where the biscuits are. He just goes to the kitchen.
Yeah. It just looks up.
Yeah, he's just like, biscuit. And so I like gave him half of one. So he had 1.5.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not much different to the adult version. Like, you think about you saying there's no self-control.
Mm.
He just... The only thing he can't do is grab the bickies that are up on the on the drawer.
Which I guess is like I learnt that even when we were house sitting and looking after a dog.
Yeah.
The dogs like the person that's feeding them. And it took me a while to learn, but Bree would be like, that'd all be nice to Bree.
Mm.
And then when I found out that I could, and because the thing is they're not necessarily nice to the one that picks up the shit. So I don't need to pick up their shit. I just need to feed them and they'll be nice to me.
It was a funny meme that we were talking about with Amy recently is like a meme of like a cat and a dad. And it's like, you know, the one that never wanted the animal becomes the the one that's most in love with this animal.
Yeah.
It's so true though. Like my friend brought home a dog and her dad was so pissed, so pissed. But I went, came back like a couple of months later and they're just like, it was his little princess, this dog.
Oh, do you know what the cutest thing I've ever seen on the Instagram ever in my entire life?
Mason.
No, no, better than Mason. Craig Harper patting a puppy the other day.
Oh, yeah, the big muscly man.
Wasn't it the cutest thing that you've ever seen?
Can we put a little photo up right now of Craig Harper?
Oh, it was so nice. I want him to have a dog. I think it's something so nice. I'd love to see Harps walking the dog.
Big muscly man with a dog.
My cat, who I named My Cat.
That's so confusing. My cat.
M-Y-K-A-T, My Cat. It was a bit like that. For whatever reason, she didn't like me, but liked the rest of my family. Actually, didn't like Jake either. Liked my mum. I think it was due to the feeding thing.
What? Because mum fed
it.
So that's what happens.
But the idea of having an animal. I mean, maybe I'm too. I mean, I'm not planning on having kids, let alone having an animal.
It's just caring for something other than yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you care for Bree. Mm. But she's self-sustainable, wipes her own bum.
Mm, definitely. But I mean, Marley was talking about the other day, traveling with pets, apparently horrendous.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, but the thing is, this is only this privileged place we've got to where you actually can then take a pet on trips, because we've had pets all my life. We went away, but it was always like, we have to either take it to the kennel.
Mm.
You've got to either get a family friend to look expensive. After.
It's so ridiculous.
Dude. It's expensive. My dog came home with a bit of its tail missing, got it jammed in a door.
Oh,
poor Robbie dog. I remember it. We took him to the kennel and we went away and he came back and his tail, it was just, I mean, I'm changing Bodhi's daycare at the moment. So he's doing 2 days.
That's his tail.
2 days and three days at his original one, 2 days at the new one.
Are they really, is he switching between two? Is that good for him?
It's better than going full time.
Is it really? Okay.
Because I had to pick him up. That's why he was in the office yesterday, because he was a bit sad. He wanted
mummy.
Because
of the new one?
Yeah, or just because he's working it out. And my point is that these little animals are trying to, they're out of their own environment. They're out of what's normal for them.
How do you know, how do you know that Bodhi's been a bit sad? What does he do?
Oh, he talks about, sad, mummy at work. But he wanted to, he wanted to be picked up. And so the patterns, like mum picked him up both times from the new daycare, my mother. And so he was saying, oh, I want Jojo. Jojo's coming to pick me up. So they get to know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're little. So that's why the Bicky thing, he's convinced. He knows that he gets the Bicky now.
That's why I think it's great. Will they ever let you FaceTime?
At a daycare?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. But couldn't that have saved a pickup potentially?
I wanted to pick him up to make him fit. Know that it's okay. I sat with him for a little while, had some afternoon tea, and then he came back and had more food here.
Is it a lot of bickies? Is it setting a precedent now that he knows that if any time he's feeling sad, he can just say.
No, you've got to push them. You've got to push them a little bit. So it's, I wouldn't do this 5 weeks into it. He can stay there. He's in a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you say that to him?
Yeah, I talked to him.
What do you talk about?
I just say that you're here all day. This is okay. This is lovely people here. It's safe.
So did you actually hang around?
I hung out because I thought it was a good idea while he had afternoon tea with people.
Uh-huh.
I got the vibe.
What do they have at afternoon tea?
Much healthier meals than what we're doing. Actually, it's pretty much Mr. 97's diet. A few celery sticks.
Hummus.
Yes, legit. And a few little crackers.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. It's very cute.
I like it. 97, have we got any emails? What's going on?
Yeah, we got one from Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Gronks, loved yesterday's episode. Sorry for another email. This is in relation. She sent an email the other day about the episode where we talked about where we had like ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Just a story on the wrong item being returned to a person.
So this was about TJ, you gave the wrong... You gave the wrong keys. What ended up happening with that?
Oh, the guy called who took the wrong set of keys and said, I've got this pair of keys that aren't mine. So I was so lucky. He then brought them back in.
Did we never get to the end of that story? Did you just say that?
I don't know.
Never remember you telling the end of that story.
Oh, no, I don't think. I think we just left it out.
Mm.
But the only reason I would know is because I gave them. Like, yeah, it's sure. you could establish that the only reason I knew was because I'd given them to someone else, and then it all came round in circles.
Which, and
it was a better result than the Diddy driver.
Well, I did a post on Instagram. And I texted the guy and said, "Hey, have you got your keys yet?" And he hadn't got the keys. But the thing is, I blame the guy.
He's fucked. He doesn't give a shit about his keys. What's wrong with that guy?
They must be low level keys. They must be like, it must be to a key that he only opens every like for a door that he only opens every 2 weeks or something.
Or work keys. Like, he's got a set that just.
I was trying to understand it. It had a blue key. Like, it felt like it had a fair few things on it. Anyway. Yes, continue, 97s.
When I was in London recently, I mentioned it to my friends almost as much as Tommy mentions Shepparton.
I don't mention Shepparton that much.
I wasn't allowed to take my disposable camera into a nightclub. Crazy, I know. So I handed it into the cloakroom. When I got home, I went to get the photos developed, and to my surprise, I picked up photos of two girls that had gone to the Amalfi Coast. Side note, I had not gone to the Amalfi Coast. Biggest question is how I got their camera, as there are no photos of London, trying to figure out if it's worth finding the girls and my camera, or if I just accept that it's long gone. Thoughts?
I think
it's cool.
It sounds like some form of mission.
It's very, very hard. Like, you'd have to make a video, tell the story. It's the thing we were talking about, a celebrity. Who was it? The celebrity doing that. The celebrity.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Bones.
Oh, Bobby Bones. Yeah. So he's got a million followers or something. Be hard, but it could be done. I want to see a couple of these photos. Like,
little bikini shots in the Amalfi Coast.
Who said bikini shots? I've eaten pizza on the Amalfi.
Yeah, that's
great
true.
Gelato. So just pizza. Why do you go to bikinis?
I don't know.
That's disgusting, but
that
is, mate.
But isn't there a little bit of that? There's the, from a voyeuristic point of view, like I remember younger, like there was always the conversations like, oh, if you took nudes to the place where they'll develop, they won't develop them for you. Do you remember that?
Yeah, dude. My mum, poor thing. So, Mr. 97, there was no digital camera in the early days. Uh-huh. We were just, it was just bloody Fujifilm and a nice big flash and my bum hole. Because we used to just, you know, there'd be a few left. You could see maybe two left. Me and my brothers would just get full brown eyes.
And would they get developed?
Yes.
It was such a...
And your mum went and picked them up. You didn't,
but she didn't know that they were on there.
Oh, no.
But I do.
Oh, no.
But they also do the, are these yours, the checking thing? Could you imagine if it was just one of the assholes? That's my asshole son. Man, it's... The 1 hour, like, development places.
Yeah.
That's another nostalgic sort of thing, like being able to... you could get your ears pierced there. Like, the shit that some places you'd get your ears pierced, your photos developed.
Yeah, passport photo plus get some, you know. We used to do – so I used to be obsessed with seeing graffiti on the side of trains where these people have done big murals, and we would follow the trains around. We'd go to, like, Richmond Station and wait. And it was a thing. We were probably year 8, year 9, and there was a bunch of us, and it was like you'd be spotting panels, they called it. And so we'd have our flash camera, you know, like our disposable. Mm-hmm. And, oh, there's one on, you know, train line 9. And we'd all run down and go and, like, get back and take photos of it. And then we'd take them and get them developed. Like,
that's so much fun. I remember getting a new you'd get a new disposable camera every time you'd go on school camp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
just shit. Like, you'd press it. There was like, you probably, if you ever 97 used
wound it, wind. We had to wind it up.
Nah,
first.
The only disposable cameras I had, like, the cheap digital cameras.
GoPros.
Nah, they were they have like a plastic housing and they were like waterproof and stuff. And they were like blue.
I do remember that.
Yeah. But
they're the first thing I had. Yeah.
So, but then you could, these are like legit, probably horrible for the environment, just a thing that you'd bin. Do they even do them anymore? I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you ever hear about, like, because they were plastic and then they had like a paper surrounding them. Yeah. But it was always like, don't take off the paper because you can get electric shock from it.
Ah.
Do you even remember that?
I feel like people used to mod them and do things with the batteries and shit.
Yeah.
Or you could, there was actually ways of modifying them. I feel like Hayden Dibbs on the couch You're into film photography, aren't you?
Yes.
What's it cost for a role these days?
It depends, because they're starting to redevelop certain films now because it's kind of coming back around.
Yeah.
I bought 3 rolls 2 weeks ago for $20 and they were just standard Fujifilm 200 ISO rolls, but they can go up to like $30 each.
Shit. And then how much are you costing? How much does it cost to get them printed or get them exposed?
It's like $20 and it's like when I went to go get my last roll developed, it was like a 3-day wait.
It's bullshit, the wait. And so the what happened to me, like, fucking bullshit. Yeah, no, I remember it's sort of like 6 or 7 years ago now. I
just waiting 3 days to see a photo of your asshole.
Your mum would be spewing. And how much would that have cost? But no, I remember the first film camera I got, and I took all these photos and I went to Big W to get it developed. And I said to them, I created this story because I wanted them done like straight away. And I said, these are really important photos. I need it done straight away. When's the earliest? Like, we can have it done in an hour. I'm like, okay, perfect. I came back in an hour and the guy just comes out and he's holding the whole thing. I hadn't fucking put the film in properly and there was not a single photo on the whole film. Have you had that, Hayden?
That's kind of the beauty of film.
No, it's fine.
There's something nice about that.
Don't put an SD card into your camera if you want that to happen.
Close your eyes and pick an SD card.
No, I do get it. There is something fun. I think there's even mods that you can do that turns those disposable cameras into like you can reuse them.
Really?
Like, yeah.
It's like double exposure stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you run the roll through it again, you can do crazy shit with it.
But it becomes, this is like a little hobby for people, right? It's so now cameras like the iPhone or just a Digicam.
Digicam, I haven't heard someone
say that. Yeah, back in the day, now they're photography cameras. Now they're DSLRs and shit, which we use. But back in the day, remember just the little, I mean, they were probably 4 megapixel, 6 megapixel.
Less than that. I was like 2 megapixel.
And then but they've gone from being like these little shitty digital things to being like
terrible lenses and all plastic and all that sort of thing. But they even, my favorites were back in school at the library. They had the digital cameras that were actually a big floppy disk. Did you ever see them, Hayden? It's like literally like a floppy disk into a camera.
Does Mason know what a floppy disk is?
Never used them.
Yeah. Did you ever use CD-ROMs?
No, I don't think so.
DVDs?
DVD, I have used a DVD.
Encarta? Like, what would you use to, like, if you were doing research for a school project, what would you use?
Encarta 98. Remember, do you remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
I went on the biggest fucking rabbit hole only like 3 months ago where I watched the whole gameplay of Where in the World's Carmen Sandiego YouTube.
It was great because it's asking questions and then you're like clicking through. It is so old, Mr. 97, but that's the shit I used to play.
Oh, and also there was another thing called Mother Goose,
which was
great. It was like there was a Humpty Dumpty involved. The other one was Wolfenstein.
Oh, yes, 2D.
Oh.
2D, Wolfenstein. These games have all come, that game's come back out in fucking PS5.
I think you can actually, is there really a PS5?
Nah, I don't know. I haven't played.
I would actually, it's coming out like 2020 or something.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah. I think.
Really? Because
maybe 2021.
Yeah, I'm a futurist.
Because there's a no, full of shit. I mean, there's Duke Nukem and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I feel like
Nukem.
Hayden would have gone around.
I mentioned
Duke Nukem
Lemmings.
No.
Lemmings.
No.
Do you remember Lemmings? No. That went over some people's heads.
Yeah.
Lemmings.
Tony Hawk was massive.
Oh yeah.
I love Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
But
grind for days.
I definitely have. The feeling of wanting to buy a gaming console, like just the idea of having it, even in the office early days, I wanted to get one for our old office. And I think we just put our filter on like, what would that mean? What's like the best case scenario for that? And it's that I play a lot of games.
Yeah. I mean, I used to play games when I had nothing to do. I've got stuff to do.
Yeah.
But it's a real nice to do time. Unless you're into it. Unless you're a gamer.
No, but so I just got a PS4, my brother's old PlayStation 4, and he's been playing Red Dead Redemption, and it takes up like 450 gig on the 500 gig PlayStation that we have, and I can't play anything on it because it's
that's
just
all you could
just. Well, I can't. Like I've told him, I've got 30 days to back this up because I'd like to use this console. And so but I can't do anything on it.
What's the what is it? What are they storing? Is it
it's like all of the graphics? Like, have you ever played Red Dead Redemption?
It stores all the map and everything.
It's like the map is huge. It like he's done like 300 hours and he's not even close to finishing. Like, it's unbelievable.
There is something fun about that. I think that it could be good for maybe a Friday. Like, I'm not saying we're definitely not a gamer-esque type show.
I mean, now they're the seventh best workplace in Australia. Did they have a gaming area?
Yeah, Envato has a PlayStation.
I feel like I don't want. Would it take away productivity?
Oh, definitely. For us? But I
is
mean,
that the point, though?
Yeah. You've got to have fun.
Yeah. I guess it's not my. It's not my interest. Version of fun anymore.
Maybe we get a basket.
Ping pong table.
Or get a table tennis table.
What was that?
Get a table tennis table.
Yeah. The thing with table tennis tables.
Fold out in the garage, that'll be good.
Yeah. I've got one if you want it.
Oh, here we go. That's the truth.
Is it, you know.
It's a good one.
I mean, everyone's selling.
I'm not selling. I'll just bring it here.
I know. This is how it goes. I've had a previous office.
That's actually annoying. Yeah,
there's definitely a market of people just pushing their table tennis table.
I was thinking about what I did for fun. Like, back in the day, it was like going out and doing murals. So we'd do like legals where they were called legals. You'd go into the house and you'd say, can I have written permission? We'd write out this thing. I blah, 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 give written permission to Tommy to do a mural on my back fence. And then the back fence would be running along a canal or some kind
of
highway.
When you say mural, are you using that word loosely? Or was
no,
it?
That's what they're called, murals. Like a mural.
And so I didn't know that you were like a full-blown artist.
Yeah, mate. It's basically Michelangelo.
No, but what, like, do you have photos of him?
I've got shitloads. All that I have
had. All illegals?
Exposed. Some illegals, but exposed. I used a little camera, took them. I've got them upstairs. I'll show you after. But I did some great stuff. But I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, it'd be a full Saturday. You'd get up, you'd go searching. So you're hunting for a wall. And then you'd be like, okay, I can go in and ask this person. And then we'd do the art and, like, you know, make it all. But that is like a. It requires a lot of interest in that
what
thing.
Sort of, what was your specialty?
Oh, I don't know if that was a specialty. It was
like
just
people or landscape.
No, murals don't. The murals are right. I see what he's trying to do here, but what's the meaning of a mural?
I'm just looking at photos at the
moment.
Just
write meaning of a mural.
Any piece of artwork painted or applied directly on a wall.
Exactly. So that's what we did. Painted.
And so what? No, but I'm just trying to understand. I'm not like trying to paint you into a corner.
They're called pieces. I was giving you the layman's terms because you would have.
And
just
so what?
Gone
what was
head.
It? What was the mural?
Oh, words. So it was like a word, and then you'd. I don't know.
And what would you? What words would you pick?
Oh, lots of different ones, but we don't talk about those.
Well, can we show? Can we post a photo or no? Because you got funny. We did a video a few months ago for a guy, and he was talking about his past in graffiti, and I was just like. What's your tag? And you said, afterwards, you said, ever ask someone about their tag again?
I mean, Josh wasn't getting the cues because you were prodding him from a few ways to try and get him to talk about it. He was probably a prolific graffiti artist. Mm-hmm. And we even had Jimmy from Easy's on the show. Remember how? And I was asking him, I was like, oh, what did you write? Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, they don't tell because there's the chance that, I don't know, there's a book somewhere that police are wanting to know who did that. And so that's the reality, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're doing illegals and stuff. But the thing is, it was a very long time ago. But anyway, I'll show you guys.
Can we post one of them? One of the legals?
Yeah, we'll find one. Yeah, for sure.
You got a whole book of them, you're saying, yeah?
Yeah. I've got like 50 photos printed out.
Yeah, I'm excited because the other day the office was starting to smell like paint.
Was it?
I thought I was going crazy. And then... Tommy pops his head out and there's a guy doing a mural.
Yeah, he did. He was.
On the side of our building.
Well, it was crazy because it was, during the middle of the day.
Mm.
And where he got to was a weird spot. Mm. And I said to him, the first thing I said.
Watch the needles.
Watch the needles. Oh, no, I tidied them up. I tidied them all up and I said, two for one deal.
So what sort of person?
A bit of art and cleaning up some syringes.
What do you reckon his deal is? Just wanting to express himself.
Yeah, I mean, graffiti attracts some people. Like, it is a subculture, right? It's actually a community. There's people, there's like, it is the closest thing to trying to get clout as an influencer on social media. It's like,
is there a high element? Like, because it was very fumey. Like,
I had nothing to do. No. You're usually wearing something on your face, or you're trying to not. It's just if there's no wind.
Yeah. Because it was strong.
It was really strong. It was coming right up into our space. It was disgusting.
It was giving 97 a headache, which is part of what he's upset about, which was on the
that's
whiteboard.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just starts yelling. That's what he does.
All right. It's a daily talk show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Mm. Anything else? Anything else, 97?
No, I think that's it.
The hoodies are going out tomorrow, which is exciting.
Yep.
We got a label maker. So if you get the hoodies in the mail, you'll notice a level of, what does it say on the side of the box?
Professional.
No, it was simply professional. That's what it said. So just the types of operation that we're running.
Simply professional.
Here. It's a daily talk show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you're enjoying the show, take a screen grab. We're on Instagram, The Daily Talk Show. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.